Hey, you're listening to Good News Radio, and I'm so glad you joined us. Kylie was rinsing the last pot. She placed it in the dish drainer and flipped the disposal switch. Instantly, the dinner scraps disappeared from the sink, but a sudden clanging sound made her think a spoon had fallen in too. Reaching for the switch, she glanced at her hand in horror.
Oh no!
Her mom quickly appeared.
What's wrong, Kylie?
I forgot to take Sarah's ring off before I washed the dishes.
On the bus yesterday morning, Sarah had shown off her new sapphire ring, and Kylie fell instantly in love with it. All day, she eyed the ring. On the bus ride home, she begged,
"Let's trade. Here's my favorite bracelet. We could switch back first thing Monday morning."
Then handed it over.
I guess it will be all right. Just be careful with it, okay?
Kylie groaned.
Ugh! I've lost it!
Hold on, let me get a flashlight. Maybe I can find it.
She looked and looked, but after a while, she gave up.
I just don't see it.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
Don't panic. I'm sure we'll think of something.
Maybe Dad can get it out when he comes home.
Not likely. He knows doctoring, not repair work. Maybe our neighbor Charlie could find it.
Oh, yeah! Let's go get him!
Soon, Charlie was peering into the sink.
Aha! Is this it?
Kylie saw a tiny golden object in his fingers. She lunged for the ring.
Yes, yes, that's it!
But her joy quickly faded. The ring was badly damaged. After Charlie left, Kylie asked her mom with pleading eyes,
"Do you think we could have it repaired?"
"Well, it'll have to be repaired sometime, so I guess it won't hurt for us to go and do it now."
"Thanks, Mom."
At the jeweler's that afternoon, the technician leaned across the counter with Sarah's ring on his fingertip.
"I'm afraid I wasn't able to do anything about this."
He pointed to a tiny flaw at the bottom. Kylie shrugged it off.
"That's okay."
She was sure Sarah would never notice, and she would never have to tell her. During Sunday school the next day, Kylie's teacher talked about the six things God hates and asked everyone to find Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. But when Kylie found the passage, her eyes kept going back to the phrases, "a lying tongue and a false witness who pours out lies." Feeling her cheeks flush, Kylie reminded herself,
"I'm not telling a lie. I'm just going to leave out one tiny detail."
Monday morning, Kylie slipped Sarah's ring on her finger and hurried to the school bus. Her heart pounded as she got on. When she sat down, she quickly returned the ring to Sarah, who slid it on without looking at it. Kylie breathed a sigh of relief and fastened her bracelet. When Kylie got home from school that afternoon, her mom asked,
"How did Sarah react when you told her about the ring?"
She didn't seem to care.
But the next morning on the bus, Sarah's face was gloomy.
"What's wrong, Sarah?"
"Last night, my little sister was playing dress-up. She asked to borrow my ring, and I let her. When she returned it, I found a chip in it."
"Wow. Was it a big chip?"
"No, I probably wouldn't have noticed it if I hadn't checked it closely. The problem is, Alex said she didn't do it."
"Do you believe her?"
"I don't know. I want to, but how can I? The ring didn't have a chip in it before. I guess she's just too young for real jewelry."
Kylie felt like she had been punched in the stomach. She thought to herself,
"I'm 11, yet a 5-year-old told the truth and I was too scared."
All day, Sarah's words troubled Kylie. By the time school was over, she knew what she had to do. Even Sarah's anger couldn't make her feel worse than she already did. After school, Kylie dashed into the kitchen.
"I told Sarah, Mom. She was upset at first, but then she forgave me. She even let me borrow the ring again to prove it."
Her mother looked up in surprise.
"Oh, I thought you told her yesterday."
"I'm sorry. I guess I lied a little."
"Kylie, I really am..."
"But I did tell the truth today. Mom, I've been miserable for 2 days.
"Well, at least you realize it's wrong to lie. I am glad that you told the truth and did the right thing. But you will have extra chores this week. Remember, tell the truth even when it's hard."
"Oh, thanks, Mom."
"No problem. I'm always here to help."
Kylie now understood that lying is wrong and it can hurt other people when we lie. This week, will you do your best to tell the truth? If you have believed in Jesus as your Savior, you can ask Him for help to tell the truth and do what's right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll be back next time on Good News Radio.